is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Oh, we'll start things out here tonight by going into the email box. Mark, you've got one to follow up on a story that we did, I guess it was yesterday?
It seems like it was. Yeah. I mean, I couldn't tell you for sure. They all blend together for me.
The story was, I believe it was in Canada, a Canadian student was essentially, it has been arrested on what are probably terrorism-related charges for, well, allegedly having bomb-making materials. Not actually having bombs, but having some of the chemicals
that one would make a bomb with.
That one could make a bomb
with. He had a home chemistry set. He's a chemistry student.
Right, in college.
In college for chemistry. And for whatever reason, they decided to, well, essentially, somebody snitched on him, and then the cops came.
Some busybody neighbor,
yeah,
right?
Broke in, found out that he didn't have a meth lab, as was accused, and then they couldn't look wrong. So they had to charge him with
right.
something. The fact is that the vast majority, a goodly amount of homes have bomb-making materials in them, if you knew that they were such a thing. Now, the reason they got tipped off was fertilizer. You know? I mean, who doesn't have this stuff?
Oh, that's right. It was somebody that sold him the fertilizer that
right.
snitched him out. I just don't understand that. Why would you snitch on your own client unless you absolutely...
Because it's not their client. They're the little worker bee. They aren't making money from this business.
You're getting a paycheck.
They're getting a paycheck, but
I worked in retail, I felt like those people buying from my store, it wasn't my store, I didn't own the place, but I was an associate there, and I understood that that was my paycheck. If people didn't want to come and shop there, then I wouldn't be able to work there. Don't people understand that?
Now you understand the sort of the dispute, the misunderstanding between what it takes to be an entrepreneur or a business owner and what it takes to be an employee. Business owners, I've heard the little analogy that it's not what employees make you, but how little they lose you. Now, that's a pretty crappy assertion of what an employee's like. And
it's true, though, isn't it?
It is and it isn't. I mean there's
I've
employees like you and I who have been out and employed by these businesses and try very hard. But often those employees move on and start their own businesses.
Well, they're hard to find, too, apparently. I mean, ever since Julia has been in management, I hear lots of stories about the employees and just how difficult they can be to deal with. I mean, she sometimes describes it as a babysitting job.
Yeah. If you're not dealing with the drug and alcohol habits, you're dealing with their family problems. Yeah, because that's what I got in business for.
So let's jump into the email.
All right. So,
and I blame government schools for all of it, by the way.
So Breeze says... I was listening to the chemistry student story, and it rang true to me. In fact, my own story is as bad or worse. I spent 5 semesters in traditional college and then followed the Grateful Dead until Jerry died. After several years of reintegration into society, I restarted school in the form of community college for organic chemistry. One of the requirements for getting my degree was I had to work for a while in a laboratory setting. So, off to find a job I went. Unfortunately, the Patriot Act had been passed. The first place I applied, I went in too cold. That is, I knew no one, and I didn't get hired. In fact, they got me to the interview, and then I was interviewed by 2 guys that were not with the lab. They and the situation reminded me of so many interrogations in the Men in Black I had while following the Dead. My second application, so he got interviewed by some people that weren't with the lab. Does that make any sense to you? It sounds like, and he's speculating sort of that they're government agents.
Hmm.
My second application was to a place a friend of mine worked, and they also didn't hire me, and my friend told me, at the risk of being fired, it was because I had been labeled a terrorist and would not be allowed to work around any potentially harmful chemicals, or in other words...
Wait, was this because he followed the Grateful Dead? Why was he labeled a terrorist?
You're asking a lot of questions. I mean, how does anybody end up on a terrorist watch list?
True, there are all kinds of people that have speculated as to why. There are people that have been denied access to airplanes who have written critical articles of the government, or specifically the Bush presidency, and then all of a sudden they show up on a terrorist watch list. So it could be anything.
Yeah. No lab could or would employ me. This was the last straw. I'll never support a government that I am guilty of by act of living free. I haven't had a job since.
Never support a government that I'm guilty of? I don't understand.
That I am guilty by act of living free. So he's, by living free, he's guilty of something.
Right.
So I haven't had a job since. I won't work due to a third of to a half of my efforts will be used to oppress me. Just like the student, my life has been utterly destroyed by this administration and government and the new American fear. Well, I'm being stubbornly principled.
So he hasn't had a job since.
Yes, yeah, very interesting. I guess he's just living on the dole.
Either that or he's selling LSD to the Grateful Dead fans.
Could be. he says that he's sorry for venting, but, you know, it's just kind of interesting that this guy who was going to go on to be, you know, work at a chemistry lab,
yeah,
because they put him on a terrorist watch. How many stories like this are there out there? Obviously, we don't have the majority of people in America listening to the show.
We
don't even have a percentage.
No.
And Rush Limbaugh doesn't even have, you know, doesn't even have 10%.
A few million?
18 million.
Really? Okay.
And that's, you know, those are the numbers he gets credited for.
Yeah.
I don't know. And if you look at 300 million, that's not very many. It's like 5% of the population.
Right.
So it's... When you look at these, you just wonder how many stories are like this. Plus, there's the person listening that has been affected, you know, slightly less so, and they're never going to write in or whatever. It's just how many people has this government screwed up, and how are they dealing with it?
I think they are publicly. I guess there were some estimates. I don't know if they were from the government or from outside, but there have been some estimates thrown around as far as how many people are on the terrorist watch list. And it's a lot of damn people. Wasn't it like 100,000?
It's over a million.
Over a million? Watch, yeah.
Well,
there's no fly list?
No, there's the no fly list.
Which is
much
shorter. It's like a tenth of that.
Like 88,000 or something like
that. Yeah, it's something like that. It's in the thousands. But the terror watch list is over a million at this point.
Yeah.
It's not like they're releasing the numbers, but based on the numbers they reported at one point, I think the ACLU is one of the organizations that tracks it and says, if it's growing at a steady rate, then I think we're at like 1.2 or 1.3. There's a couple counters online.
Not to mention you can't see this list or see whether your name is on it. And
nor can you get it off if it is on it.
Right, if it is on it, you don't know what to do. Usually they just kind of hassle you at the airport a little bit. But here's another thing that happens. You can't work in a chemistry lab.
Well, that's similar to something else we've read about in the past where people who are on this special... There's like a terrorist watch list, and there's also a do not transact list. And I don't know if it's one and the same, but there are businesses in America are supposed to check their client's name against this do not do business list. And apparently car dealers are known for checking this list. Apparently there's some sort of regulation that says that all businesses in America have to check the list. Obviously, no, most people aren't doing that.
Yeah, it's not happening at Circle K.
But that list does... It exists, from what I understand. So how many lists are there that we don't know about necessarily?
I don't know.
It's really chilling.
I don't know. And it's scary that, I mean, how Orwellian does it have to get in order for it to be Orwellian?
Mm.
It's
there.
Just because there isn't a big two-way TV screen in your living room and every other room in your home, is that the only thing that makes it not like 1984?
Because there's plenty of doublespeak out there. That's for sure.
Absolutely. The Ministry of the Department of Defense doesn't defend anything. Hasn't defended anything ever. I think the Mexican-American War is probably the last time they ever fought a war in America. So the Department of Defense not defending anything. You know, going out and starting wars for, you know, rich politicians essentially. I don't know. I mean, what else does it take?
Well, I don't know if most Americans... I mean, I myself am somewhat familiar with 1984. I've not actually read the book or seen the movie. I'm familiar generally with the concepts. I don't imagine most of America even has a general familiarity with that. So,
they don't
even know what Orwellian means.
The term Orwellian, is in the language. So,
well, it is required reading in a lot of government schools. Surprisingly enough. In many high schools, it is required.
I would agree. I'm certainly not disputing that. I just it seems odd that they do that. And they, you know, is it? I don't think it's any kind of any plan. It's just a piece of great literature. So I don't know.
Well, Orwell was actually a democratic socialist too. He wasn't really a pro liberty guy. He didn't really like the free market either.
Call free number here 800-259-9231 to take your calls about whatever you want to discuss. And you can bring up anything. Coming up, the Fruitcake Cops will explain. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about.
That's shrine.freetalklive.com. SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL, C-A-I. And we go right into your phone calls here. Chris is on the line in North Carolina. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to call in. I don't want to beat a dead horse, but the guy who called in a couple times now about John Lennon being killed by Stephen King.
It's an interesting story, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been going over his website kind of thoroughly over the past couple days.
Oh, good.
And you can look at the picture that he's using to compare from the newspaper photo of Mark Chapman getting the autograph. He has another picture of Stephen King beside it, and he claims that, you know, Stephen King was the actual person getting the autograph. The guy's facial features are clearly different. It's obviously not Stephen King. And furthermore, if you look over his website, you'll see that he's charging $5 cash or check. If you'll mail it to him, you'll get his 23-page pamphlet on how Stephen King killed John Lennon.
Well, you know, it costs money to print up a pamphlet. You've got to cover the cost of shipping.
I got no problem with the guy making a little bit of money on his silly stories. However, I do have a problem with people that believe the silly stories. You know, it's up
to
them.
Come on, who believes this one? Does anybody believe this one?
You'd have to be nuts, does, right? To believe this. I mean, all of his evidence is a bunch of random clip-out headlines. And furthermore, he claims that King actually confessed to the murder 4 or 5 years before it even happened in all of his major books that he had written.
Okay.
I just think it's a little bit crazy.
It's a lot crazy. That guy's a nut job. But hey,
I wanted to
put anybody on the air on this show.
Talk about one more thing that happened to me this morning. I had a run-in with the police down here. I have a friend who occasionally gives me a ride to work or up to the train station so I can get to work quicker. And he's recovering.
People still take trains.
Yeah,
that.
Exactly. We got a train here in Charlotte, and it takes us to work quick. It's nice. But in any case, this guy is a recovering heroin addict, and he goes to a methadone clinic daily.
Right, but a heroin addict with a car, which is important.
Exactly, very important. So anyway, he goes into the clinic, and he comes out, and we're leaving, and of course there's going to be cops hanging out in this part of town. It's not the best part of town. And, you know, they want to see who's going in and out of the clinic and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, we're leaving and we're making a right. And apparently he pulls over to the side of the road. My buddy does to drop me off. I'm getting out of the car and I hear the siren go off behind me. And I turn around and I see a male and a female officer get out of their car and start walking up. And the first thing that goes through my mind is, you know, what did we do? I have no idea what we did. So anyway,
This neighborhood, you're driving while white, right?
Exactly. So anyhow, I'm walking away from the car, and I look at the cop, and he's staring at me, and I say, "Do you need anything from me?" And he says, "No." So I continue to walk. I go about 10, 15 yards down. I turn around and watch, and, you know, I pretend I'm talking on my cell phone just so I can make sure my buddy's fine.
Sure.
And so they run his plates, and, you know, because he's a former doper, they can't bust him for dope, so they got to make sure, you know, that they can mess with him somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And a few minutes later, they come back with a ticket for running a stop sign, which I couldn't remember specifically if he had done it or not, and neither could he, but the guy is a very good driver. I couldn't imagine him running a stop sign right in front of a cop. And furthermore, neither of us was wearing our seatbelts, but that was of absolutely no concern to these two officers. And I figure if they were looking out for our safety in a victimless crime such as running a stop sign where nobody's injured, maybe they should be a little bit concerned about our safety and us wearing our seatbelts as well, because there was no fine for that. So I told my buddy to go ahead and get his 120 penny rolls together and start writing his license number out on them.
Oh, no, you don't want to do that in advance. No, you just want to go and take the pennies in and attempt to pay with them and then see what they say.
Yeah. They may or may not
demand that you do more.
Well, hopefully not. But I just wanted to get you guys input on that, and I love your show. And,
yeah, it's interesting.
Really
maybe the cops only did the stop sign thing because they wanted him to think that they were doing him a favor. Like, hey, we could have gotten you for the seatbelt thing, but we just wanted to do you a favor today and give you a break and only extract a X amount of dollars from you instead of X plus Y.
It's not an unusual tactic for them, as they'll, you know, they'll get you for speeding and then give you for a lower speeding bracket. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
I'm getting you for the next
looking
bracket.
Looking out for you.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. But you guys have a great night, and it's a great show, and I hope to be up in New Hampshire soon.
Thanks, Chris. Good hearing from you. Thanks for the story. 800-259-9231. Speaking of the police, in this particular case, I guess not the actual cops, but it is the government, and they're all pretty much the same gang. Shasta County in Redding, California, health officials there are cracking down on an 86-year-old disabled World War II veteran.
Sweet.
Do they think about this in advance before they do this stuff?
But they just don't. They don't pay for it, Ian. There's no recompense for what they do.
That's true. You know what he's been doing? This 86-year-old disabled World War II veteran.
86 years old.
Can't be doing much at 86, right? I mean, I guess some of them are pretty active. Some 86-year-olds are
certainly
pretty
active. I just can't imagine selling firewood out of his front yard.
Selling homemade fruitcakes for more than a decade. Now, if you can go retroactive on fines on that, that could really be some money for the government.
Well, the laws themselves probably haven't been around the whole time.
Well, that hasn't stopped them necessarily in the past. The Department of Environmental Health cites an obscure law banning food businesses in private homes. Jack Melton of Redding gave away many of his pecan-filled fruitcakes, but health officials saw a small handmade window sign offering some for sale. Ha! If he hadn't advertised his wares, they might never have caught on to his scheme.
Well, you know, if you just gave the fruitcakes away to anybody who came to the door, some jerk would come to the door and say, give me all your fruitcakes. It says they're free. Give me a fruitcake. I want a fruitcake. You know, I mean, so you have to sell them so that the right people get them.
Health specialist Fern Hastings said Melton must use a commercial bakery that has passed a health inspection, even if he's just giving away his cakes to the public.
Even if he's just giving them away. That's nice.
Right. Melton says the 10 to 14 dozen fruitcakes he sold each year helped supplement his Social Security benefits, which I don't imagine is too big of money.
How many did he sell per year?
10 to 14 dozen fruitcakes.
At how much per piece? A piece, did they say?
Doesn't say, actually.
Okay.
It can't be that much, though. The retired electrician says at his age, it's probably time to quit anyway. So he did some nice, you know, not everybody likes fruitcakes, but some people buy them. And so,
you see, this is
nice old man selling fruitcakes.
This is the thing, is he's doing the world a service by selling the fruitcakes. If I buy a fruitcake, then what I've done is I've traded my $5 for something I wanted more than the $5.
This is not a service. He's putting the health of Shasta County residents in danger, Mark.
Only
he did not use a commercial kitchen.
Only the Shasta County residents that wanted to buy from him. I don't think any of them thought for even a moment that he had gone out to a commercial kitchen and cooked his... I mean, I want it made at his house. To me, that's more valuable.
You know, it's just so ludicrous. The whole idea that somehow there's some danger to having somebody make something in their kitchen. Don't we all go over to friends' houses and have in family houses and have meals and have other people that aren't us cooking for us? And aren't we all okay?
Well, we cook our own houses for ourselves.
Crazy. It's just so nuts. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the SprayYourPlate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change Tea as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change Tea will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tea. Less is more.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And is Ian here with you?
And Nick.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Features are free on the site. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their website. We give it away, including the bulletin board system, over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there, serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
According to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. Go over to PrivacyHarbor.com and get a sign up for a free account today. That's PrivacyHarbor.com.
800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. So just a few more thoughts on this. It's a very short story from the Associated Press about the Shasta County man who is a World War II veteran, disabled World War II veteran, who's been selling fruitcakes and giving them away, a lot of them, over the last decade. So he's been doing this for a decade, and nobody has gotten fruitcake sickness. Nobody has filed a complaint against him. It's just that the bureaucrats, code enforcers or zoning bureaucrats or whoever it is, because usually in a lot of places, I'm sure out in California, this is the case, there are people that drive around that work for the city governments – that are, it's their job to eyeball your property and figure out what's wrong so they can come after you and threaten you and extract obedience and money from you. That's what these people do. It's
pretty,
their job.
Pretty accurate, and it's, you know, it's essentially a violation of the good neighbor policy. The next-door neighbor of this guy clearly didn't have any problem with it, and if they did, they wouldn't go over with guns and threats to prevent this guy from selling fruitcakes. However, because, well, the other bakeries in town realized that it would be, you know, it would be behoove them to keep the competition to a minimum if they can. So therefore, you have to pay all these dues, which is a private kitchen and the proper fire venting system, which sometimes are $20,000.
You've been inspected.
You know, just all these hoops you have to jump through to get into the business of selling a few damn fruitcakes, 10 or 12 dozen a year or something.
Right.
10 to 15 dozen a year, I believe.
If he wanted to rent a professional kitchen to use to bake his fruitcakes, that would dramatically increase.
He would have to drive there. Do you really want this man on the road?
he'd have to dramatically increase his overhead. I mean, he's already giving away most of these things, and he's the ones that he sells to supplement his Social Security income, so clearly he doesn't have a lot of money to just go out and rent this place, so he can't probably afford to rent it and still sell them at the same prices he's been selling them at, or he could hire, I guess, another baker at the commercial bakery to do it, but then that's increasing his overhead, too. And so he's
might not want to put that much effort into it.
Right.
I mean, it sounds like a hobby to him, not a real big revenue source.
It's something he can do at home in his own kitchen.
Kick-ass fruitcake, or I assume. I mean, I enjoy fruitcake. Most people
don't. Bad. I've had them before.
I'm not a big fan.
I'm not a fan. I
like
buy
to get
one.
The fruitcake at Christmas and eat that son of a bitch right in front of everybody.
Really? So to show how much of a badass you are?
It's essentially all yours, Mark. It's usually how, if somebody's going to eat it, they usually have it all to themselves.
Yeah.
But I just think the stories like these are so tragic, and it actually harkens back. I mean, we got a promo that's been running for, I think, a few years on this show about, it was a story out of New York where another old guy had been cutting
wood. Blind black man, yeah.
Right, had been cutting wood for years and selling it, and, oh, you don't have a permit to cut this wood and sell it. You need a business permit. You need to be inspected. You need to jump through some hoops, and we've got to make sure that everything is copacetic here. And so what you've done here is this guy says, well, it's probably time to quit anyway. Great. You've just put this guy out of business. He no longer can do his hobby anymore. Now he's one step closer to death as a result of this. And the marketplace is without his delicious fruitcakes.
Right. I mean, you know, one of the things that he was living for in life was making these fruitcakes for people.
To put a smile on somebody's face.
Absolutely. It's one of the ways he can do that. And, you know, I was talking about this good neighbor policy. I'd like to follow that a little farther. You know, these bakeries in town, probably not a single one of them would actually put this guy out of business. You know, they'd say none of them, if given the choice, would you put this man out of business who's giving away 12 to 15 dozen fruitcakes a year? They'd say no, that's not worth it. But they've now released this weapon. You know, they released the Kraken, and the Kraken doesn't care anything about anyone's emotions, their life. It is completely thoughtless machine,
and
the government's going to go in there and it's going to jump on this. You know, maybe some politician will see an opportunity to garner a few votes by hopping in here and
taking his side. You mean
taking the old man's side?
This is an outrage. We should only be attacking young people,
or they're just not gonna, because none of the politicians will face any kind of loss of votes over not stepping in. Only the one that steps in could possibly get a few more votes, and if one of them's running for office, you know, then that they might very well do that. So, you know, it's sad.
It is
sad to do this to our friends and family.
Well, I'm not doing it. It's the people calling themselves the government. In this case, it's Shasta County.
It's not just the people calling themselves government. It's everybody that votes for these jackasses.
It's all of us allowing it to happen.
Right.
All of us just sitting back and saying,
I mean, can you
imagine
if 50% of the residents in Shasta County, everybody who went, that's a terrible idea,
picked up their phone,
picked up the phone, scrawled out a sign, and showed up on these people's doorstep tomorrow saying, you're going to stop. No, you're not coming out of here. You're going to stay in your little hole, because every time you get out, you hurt somebody. If
you
try to get in this car, we're going to slash your tires. I mean, it's,
hell yeah, that'd be awesome.
Torches, pitchforks, the whole thing. They'd shut the doors. They wouldn't call the cops because there aren't enough of them.
That's what needs to happen. It is everybody else. It's all of our fault. I mean, you can certainly make the point that the government you have is the government that we have is the government that we deserve because
you'll allow it.
Well, right, because the first time a regulation was put down that that controlled somebody's behavior or controlled somebody's ability to make a living for themselves, and it was that first regulation where people just said, "Oh, well, that sounds reasonable. Okay." And they just went along with whatever it was, and then they went along with the second one and the third one, and now they've gone along with 100,000 regulations. There's no end to the rules. And it's incalculable. It's the seen and the unseen, right? The unseen, what we can't see, is how many businesses, how many little home-based businesses we could have if it weren't for this regulatory climate. How many people have been interested in creating a product or a service on their own without having to go through, if they didn't want to jump through any hoops, they just wanted to go and make some fruitcakes.
Right.
How many people have been in a similar situation, but then they decided to, because they've been trained to do this, they've been trained to check with the government first, right?
Well, sure.
If you want to go into business for yourself, you've got to go through the process. So let's call a lawyer, let's call the state, let's find out what the process is. Well, first, you need it's like the commercial that we sometimes play on our internet stream. Well, Fresh, you got to do this, and you got to do this, you got to jump through these hoops. When you come in front of all of those requirements as somebody who's a potential entrepreneur, somebody who has an entrepreneurial drive for whatever reason, you've been inspired to do something, that inspiration just fizzles right out. As soon as those government bureaucrats start telling you what you have to do in order to be legal about your business. And once that drive is gone, once that inspiration is gone, that just throw in the towel and say, you know, the job's easy. I'll just go back to my job.
Yeah, it's 9 to 5.
I don't have to, you know, think about this stuff. I don't have to deal with this paperwork. I don't have to deal with these hassles. I'll just go and do that. So how much are we missing out on? It's impossible to calculate that. We know what the regulations are. We know some of them. We know generally that the government has a tremendous amount of these regulations, but we can't figure out what we're losing as consumers. As people in the marketplace, what we could possibly be buying is products and services that never were created, simply because somebody just threw in the towel and said,
"Meh,
not worth it."
Yeah,
that's really sad to think
right.
about.
Right, and the products and services that were created would have driven down the price of other products and services.
Absolutely,
because you know the first car that came out, when you look at it in real dollars, you know the amount that it would have cost significantly more than one costs now, and
yep.
had a heck of a lot less as far as features go. So, and computers are a very good example because most people can see them come in their lifetimes. You know, in the early 80s, when my uncle had a PC or whatever the heck the IBM put out at that time,
yeah.
that thing cost a heck of a lot
but
more.
Were the cartridges that you could put in the front of it, the PC Junior?
No, it wasn't a PC Junior.
Oh, okay.
No. This was before that machine.
More coming up. You take control of the airwaves, toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts on the fruitcake guy or whatever you want. Free talk line.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So head on over to amazon.freetalklive.com. Buy used items even if you need to save a few bucks. I mean, already Amazon's got some great new item prices, but if you need to save a little more, go used. And we'll still get a percentage if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. Just again, a few more comments here on this sad, sad story, but not an unusual story out of Redding, California, where a World War II veteran who's disabled and is 86 years old, there aren't too many World War II veterans left alive.
No.
He has been ordered to stop making fruitcakes in his home. He's allowed to go and make fruitcakes as long as he uses a commercial bakery that has passed a health inspection. So,
of course, he can't go and work for somebody else to make fruitcakes because he's too old. They won't allow him to.
Who's going
to
hire an 86-year-old man?
I think that there are laws against people working at a certain past a certain age.
Well, I don't know about that. I've seen some old people. Greeting at Walmart.
No, okay, maybe I'm wrong.
I'm pretty sure you can carry on as long as you want. I mean, maybe if you're like an ambulance driver or something, they might have regulations that say you have to be fit for the job. But
yeah.
So
he's been stopped, and he has said, "Well, at my age, it's probably time to quit anyway." And I just think that's also kind of a commentary. I mean, we've been talking about how it's just sad, and there's a lot of businesses that just can't be done because of the regulatory climate, but also because people are willing to obey the regulations. And that's what you were pointing out, Mark, that the reason why we're here with all these regulations today is because people put up with it. They continue to be obedient to whatever nonsense these people calling themselves the city councils around the country decide to just the words they write down on paper, the fact that people obey it. And it has been said in the past, I think by callers and maybe hosts on the show, that the so-called greatest generation of which this guy is a part is a very indoctrinated generation of people. Yeah. They very much believe in government. They very much, I'm sure that's the case for a lot of people in America, but they very much believe in government and the state and, well, what the government says goes and I must obey. And I think that's tragic because I think that if this guy had a more independent spirit, he'd really have quite a strong leg to stand on if he would make a stand. I mean, you're 86. That's usually enough to get people on in your corner to begin with. I mean, we had the 80 octogenarian lady, Ajita Camargo, out in California, yeah, who they were coming after her house because there had been an add-on done without governmental permission, and people stepped up to help her out because she stood her ground. So obviously I'm making a very general statement because she was a tough lady, and this guy is a pushover. And he's the war veteran.
I don't know about pushover.
He's a pushover.
He's sick of it.
And, well, you know, I understand that. But you're 86 years old. You've got nothing better to do than make a stand on this.
You're applying your values to him.
I'm saying it's sad that he doesn't have those same values. All he would have to do in order to prevail in this would be to say, go to hell. I'm going to keep making my fruitcakes, and I'm going to keep selling my fruitcakes, and I'm going to keep giving them away. And what are you going to do about it? Are you going to come kick an 86-year-old disabled war veteran out of his house? Are you going to come arrest him and put him in a jail cell? I mean, anything the government does beyond saying they're beyond their little threat here, which is their initial thing. That's what they do with everybody. Whenever you're doing something they don't like, they threaten you first to see if you'll just obey. And they threatened him, and he obeyed. End of the story. That's why this is only a very small story. It's just a tiny little Associated Press little byline story. If he had said, go to hell, I'm going to continue making my fruitcakes, this would be a feature story. This would be a major story. I mean, presuming the government continued to prosecute him and not back down immediately.
Right. I suspect they would give up.
So I just think it's yet another sad commentary on something that he could have stood his ground. He could have won this, but he didn't because, for whatever reason, he didn't feel like doing it, or he just feels obedient because that's what he's been trained to do. This is what you fought for, man, in World War II? Is this what you fought for?
I have to agree with that. You know, I mean, I can see not wanting to go through the trouble of fighting them. I totally feel the same way so often. It's like, whatever you want, it's just easier than fighting. But at the same time, I see your side where, you know, if you don't fight them on fruitcake, then it's going to be, you know, Jews in the gas chamber.
1-800-259-9231. We talk to you about what you want. Brandon in Texas on the Amp Line. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to talk about childhood. And, you know, Mark was saying childhood is just like slavery here in the good old U.S.
He was drawing some parallels last night.
I wouldn't say that even worldwide that it's much different. But you know, the laws that I studied in civics class tell me that childhood and slavery are very, very similar.
Well, I would have to agree, but I would say that I have a reason because of this. Basically, childhood is like slavery to you, and whenever you break it down like that, because slavery is a concept that's pretty much been grown out of the same thing as government has grown out of, and government is an extension of the family concept.
I'm confused. Can you clarify that?
Well, basically, you know, how like the motherly instinct of nanny government. Well, that is your the mother. That's what it was. What an original government was just your kin group and the people that were around you. And then it was the people that you traded with that you had to settle disputes with. And then that extended and everything grew from the family point out. So everything from the family point or from the government down was created.
I can see where you're coming from, that the family unit was probably the first form of government. Tribal unit, which was mostly family members of some sort or another, first form of government. I'm watching on DVD. I get, you know, Netflix. I'm watching this series called Rome from HBO, and in it they referred, you know, this is when Caesar, the first or second episode, Caesar crosses the Rubicon, and so it's, you know, that time frame when the fall of the Republic and the rise of the emperors, the Caesars in Rome. And they, the fat town crier, which is essentially my job, except I'm not fat. The guy says, "Our great father," refers to Caesar as their great father.
Hmm.
And so often you'll hear the government paralleled to the family unit. Well,
they're called leaders typically. They typically are referred to as leaders.
I'm not talking about the politicians. I'm saying that the government is sort of, you know, compared to my father.
Right. The state often, the fatherland or the motherland, the state itself is referred
to. And people will use analogies and stories. They'll say, well, it's okay because, you know, in a family unit, the parents would discipline the children, so it's okay for the state to discipline us, that kind of thing, as though the people in the state care about you at all and, you know, lovingly punish you. They don't do any of that. They're on cruise control. They're little zombies for this machine that makes money without producing anything.
Well, I have to agree with all of that as well. I wanted to make a kind of an extension of that point. Religion works in the exact same way and has sort of the same parallels, you know, our God, the Father, and that thing.
Well, people, as far as I'm concerned, people can say whatever they want as far as their religions go and then tell themselves whatever stories they want. And that's,
yeah.
I'm cool with it. mine's just a silly story, too.
Well, basically, just the point that I'm trying to make is that there are several different aspects that you could call government. There's, of course, self-government, and then there's, you know, the state, the government that calls themselves the government, and then there's religion. And we have all these different push and pulls of our different governments that involve in our lives. And I just don't see... I don't know. It's not really a point that really
is. Would you then add on to the statement, no gods, no kings? Would you then add on, no families?
Oh, well, I'm not saying no anything. I'm not advocating a position against families, but I'm just saying that the opposite has been used and probably could be used just for anything. Whenever somebody doesn't submit to their primary government, which is their internal government, they have to be held responsible to another one, like the family. And then if that doesn't work, they have their city. And if that doesn't work, they have their state. And, you know, so on. It's just extensions of government is the way that I look at it.
Thanks for the observations tonight, Brandon. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, the difference being that with religion, you choose your family. You didn't get to choose them, but you still get to choose whether or not you associate with them. But the government, you can choose which one you want to abuse you, but there's always going to be somebody calling themselves government claiming to control your life. Hour two is coming up. You can take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.